And all wrapped up with the play team.
That's right, your Puffs. Final weekend.
Yes, Puffs, the Harry Potter spoof parody. Thank you to everyone who came out and saw the, I think we did 8 sold out shows over the last fortnight. Thanks everyone who came out and watched it and supported it. It was such a good experience. Mm. I very much enjoyed, as I said, I was getting back onto the stage for the first time in 10 years. And there was a bit of pressure being like, you know, talking about it on the radio, inviting listeners like our HIT family members and being like, okay, how are we going to go? How are we going to actually perform?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is nerve-wracking for anybody, particularly people you know. I would prefer to perform in front of 10,000 people I don't know than my family.
Yes. Yep.
And I did it in front of you guys, or I work people, did it in front of both my family and Morgan's family. And then on Saturday night, just gone the closer, 20 of my mates came.
Unbelievable.
Who are not theatre folk.
But also, like, what support, Gilly? I thought that was amazing. Seeing so your pics good. And you saying there was 20 people coming. I know Morgan saying she booked dinner beforehand for 20. That must have been really heartwarming for you.
I actually had
the warm and fuzzies.
I had a feeling that I've never experienced before. Like, it was a rush of adrenaline and a rush of, like, you know, excitement and nerves. But before I went up there, I was like, I'm about to perform in front of a solid crowd, but 20 of my best friends who are here. And it was just a different feeling. Like, I was like, I was like, take it all in, because this is something you don't get every day. And this is so special.
Yep.
And of course, they were super loud and vocal and they were getting around the play, but it was just such a special moment performing in front of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Something I feel like I'll never get back again. And it all went really well. And they all really loved it. We got a standing ovation on our closing night, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
From the crowd, which was great.
And it's particularly nerve-wracking. I know you're talking about your mates here specifically, but your workmates doing something outside of what your work entails.
Yes.
I think it's particularly nerve-wracking because they're like, okay, you can do radio, but you're doing this other thing that could potentially be quite embarrassing if you're not good at it.
Yeah. Can you actually act?
Yeah.
And it was, like I said, to see Newcastle Theatre, which has struggled a bit over the last couple of years, particularly with the pandemic, to see it have sold out shows, it's pretty unheard of, particularly this level of theatre in Newcastle, to have this many sold out shows. So a big thank you to everyone who came. There was some absolute jive turkey in the paper who wrote some average review. Because he obviously went into the play thinking it was going to be, you know, a heavy play and Shakespeare and, you know, yada yada. It's like, mate, it's popcorn theatre. It's a spoof parody.
It's fun. Pardon us for living through 2 years of horrible history.
Yeah.
We're trying to have a laugh and have some fun.
It's literally everyone who's walked out has loved that show every second of it. And has like, oh my God, you made me smile. You made me laugh.
Yes,
it was so fun.
And forget.
We're sending up characters. Like, I don't know if you can go too over the top, but there was just some absolute doucher in the paper who wrote some just bitter review about how, why is it, you know, like, oh, just crap. Just, you read that stuff and you go,
oh,
that guy's
sorry
got,
to hear that.
You got no personality. Oh, I don't care about bad reviews, but it was just more like, don't rain on the theatre parade when everyone's coming and enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Who are you to sit there? It's popcorn theatre. It's like the Marvel of theatre. You know, you don't go to Marvel movies expecting Academy Awards.
Yeah. I expect entertainment.
You expect entertainment.
Full stop.
And I think the sellout, for one, and also everyone's reactions and absolutely loving it, having a great time and laughing. I had heaps of people message me on Instagram. People were emailing. Listeners came, friends, whoever it was. Everyone really, really enjoyed it. Obviously, you're not going there knowing you're going to win a thespian award or anything like that. It's just a good time.
Absolutely.
It's just a bit of fun. But one thing did actually happen in the kid-friendly version of the matinee.
Uh-huh.
That happened to me on the weekend just gone. At this part when I'm baldy, and you know, when I was playing Lord Voldemort, I was wearing a kimono.
Yes.
Right, a very lovely kimono.
It was delicious.
You get to keep
that?
You looked good in that, and you were vibing it.
Oh, mate.
Silky,
It looked like nice to the touch.
It did look nice to the touch.
It felt good on the skin.
Yeah.
I had this part where I have to lift up one of their death buddies off the stage and carry them off. And as I lifted them up, I was wearing budgie smugglers underneath my kimono, nothing else. The kimono split open.
Excellent.
And I was lifting this person up and leaning back. And as I was leaning back, I think my whole meat and veg was just there.
This is the
kid-friendly show.
Matinee show.
Yeah. My whole meat and veg was just there because it got a large laugh, a larger laugh than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, like, oh no, my little ducko sitting out ready for everyone, just sitting there watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And it got the reaction. No, not fully
not
out.
Not out.
No, no, but like in budgie smugglers on stage.
Under a kimono.
You feel naked.
As the evil Lord Voldemort. Yeah.
Because it was in that same show that I came out in the bathtub in my budgies and one of the girls, like the little kids in the front rows, the kid version, literally covered her eyes.
Clutching her pearl necklace.
Oh, how dare you in the phantom. But no, it was
Did
such
that kid go on to write write the reviews.
Probably their dad. No, it was such a great experience. Big shout out to a very popular theatre company. All the cast were so talented, so fun. I really loved it. Got the theatre bug again, so, you know, I think we'll do a bit of more.
Okay.
Watch
very
this
good.
Space. Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, but thank you everyone coming, including
you
two.
No, good on you. It was truly wonderful.
Yeah, it was so much
fun. Congratulations.